have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
on
this day. Happy magnificent Monday morning to you. Today is a day of great fulfillment. Today is the day where you will fulfill each and every goal that you have set for the day. That must be your declaration. The things that you set out to do for this day, let them be done this day.
Speak it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times we spend more time procrastinating than we do actually doing the task. So if we just jump right into the task, get it done, get it out of the way, that thing will be completed for the day. Another step closer to fulfilling the vision that God sent you in the earth to manifest. So take a step every day. Set some time aside each day to work the works of Him who sent you.
I tell you that we have to speak the things that we want to see manifest in our life. Let me say that again. And Pastor, you can rephrase it. We must speak those things that we want to see manifest in our life. We can't just think it, wish it, but we have to speak it. And like you opened this morning on that note, that positive note. Everything about God is positive because we don't want God to go negative.
Right. For the past 5 weeks, Pastor's been teaching a series called Master Your Mouth at Celebration Tabernacle. So those services are available through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. You could look back over the previous, they were live videos, but they're still on there archived. So you could look back over for that teaching series, Master Your Mouth. Very powerful. The Word of God answers all things. So we must mind what we say. We have to mind the words that are coming out of our mouth. We have to be very alert in knowing that when we're saying something, when we're releasing it, that something is grabbing it, either forces of good or forces of evil. So we must master our mouth. We build and we plant with our mouth. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 16 says that His word is in our mouth, and we plant the heavens in the earth through what comes out of our mouth. The Word of God is the seed.
Yes.
And we must know that.
Just think about it. We want, every time a message is coming from God to us, we want to hear, "I bless you." That's the word we want coming from God.
Right.
"I will defend you." Talking to somebody. When God is speaking to us, we want to hear those. We don't want to hear, "Depart from me." You see, so we want the positive of life. We want those things, the positive energy, to come from us. And Jesus says, "I must go, but I will send you." Watch this now. "I will send you who? I'll send you the Comforter. I'll send you the Teacher that will be with you, that will help you. I'll give you a helper so that you can speak what I speak. And greater work you will able to do because you have the great one where? Living where? Inside of you." Hallelujah. That's a great Monday morning.
We have to have the mindset to possess our possession because God has great things for us. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22 says, "And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you." So God has a promised land for each and every one of us. And as we increase, we're able to drive the enemy out little by little. Sometimes we think, "Oh, well, God's just going to clear the way for me. He's just going to drive back every enemy, but he's called us to arise in strength, to arise in the working of the works of him who sent us. And as we increase in strength and the ability to sustain, the enemy is being driven out of our promised land, and we could go in and possess our possession. But in order for the enemy to come out, we have to increase in our strength. We have to increase in our presence. We have to increase in our excellence. We have to show up, and we have to show up and do it right and do it good and do it to the best of our ability. We have to work forth with excellence in everything, wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. And when we do those things in the arena, in the area of which God has called us, every enemy that's occupying that space will be driven back and will flee.
Listen. Everything in your life that you and I need God to affirm, to say yes to, must be driven by the word. Let me go over there. Everything in our life that we want the blessing of God to come upon must be driven by the word. It must be founded by the word, by the word of God. Now, everything that lasts, that stays in our life, that will stay the test of time, must be sustained by the word of God. So if it's going to sustain by the word of God, it has to be driven by the word of God. It is the word of God. So everything in my life that is going to be of any value must be the word of God.
Word of God.
And it's sustainable.
Yeah, because heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain. And then again in Psalms 138, verse 2, for you have magnified your word above all your name.
Yes.
So the word is truly the foundation. The word is what is the framework for everything that is visible and invisible is the word.
So make your day count program is completely different from any other program because we were sent on this airwave to present this message. And if you notice, if you listen to us any amount of time, we have nothing but to tell you that your life must be governed by the word of God. It must be what? Governed by the word of God. And if your life is governed by the word of God, it is sustainable. There's no more wishing and hoping. Because the word of God is sure. The word of God is true. God's word is true. And it has to become true unto you. Am I talking to someone here? I cannot just proclaim and announce this, that the word of God is true. I need to proclaim that, but I also have to know that it is true unto me because I'm experiencing it. You see, until you experience the word of God, it means nothing.
And you can't experience it until you do it. You can't experience something until you show up and do it. You can hear all about Disney World, but you don't experience it until you show up, until you pay the price to get through the gate. Then now you have the experience of it. Before, you just heard about it.
Right. Here one scripture. Love one another. Okay? Watch this now. Love one another as I, what?
Have loved you.
Come on. How are you going to experience the love of God? We come here to teach this word. Love one another as I love you. We want God to love us. That's how he says it. Love one another the way I love you.
Yeah, because Jesus turned it up because it was love your neighbor as yourself. But then Jesus turned it up. He said, no, don't just love your neighbor as yourself because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be too good to your neighbor. He said, love them as I have loved you.
So if you don't experience the love of God, you cannot love one another.
Because we have to really know what he really, we know. We know what he really forgave us for.
Come on.
We know what we really did, what we really thought. Our best friend don't know. Our mom don't know. We know. We know where we were at.
So I'm going to have mercy upon my brother because he has mercy upon me. I have to experience the mercies of God. Mm-hmm. That's what we said here. You must know, you must experience this word. And the only way you can experience it is by doing it.
Showing up.
Showing up.
And doing it.
I do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love one another because he loves me in spite of.
Yeah. Love covers a multitude of sins.
I'm going to love that because he covers mine. Mm-hmm. Love one another as he loves you. Mm-hmm. That's a doing word.
Yes.
Everything about the word of God is action. It's doing. You got to do it this morning. Hope I motivated you on this Monday morning and propel you into something great for this new week.
Yeah, because unforgiveness is a blessing blocker.
Yeah.
It keeps us out of what God has for us when we are in unforgiveness. So we must choose to operate in love. That doesn't mean that you forget about what somebody did. Your mind is still there.
Yeah.
But it's not such an emotional attachment to the thought anymore. When you release somebody through forgiveness, it doesn't mean you forget. Because sometimes we think, well, it still comes to my mind, so I didn't really forgive. No, it's when you break the emotional attachment to the memory.
Yeah.
And that could be done through the blood of Jesus. He says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, to cleanse my conscience of dead works in order for me to serve the living God.
Come on.
The blood of Jesus was shed for the forgiveness of your sin, their sin, and also to cleanse your conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. You can't serve God if your conscience is continually plagued and going over every offense and going over every mistake and every mishap. Yet we must allow the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We have to allow it. We have to apply the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ over our mind to free us from the dead works, from the continual popping up in our mind of the dead works. We have to release people. If you hold, it says with that when we hold people in unforgiveness, that we're putting ourselves in prison. There's a saying people say you're doing the time for somebody else's crime when you hold on to unforgiveness. You're doing the time for what they did unto you when they might not even be thinking about you no more, and you're still carrying all that. So we must release people. With the blood of Jesus was shed once and for all sin. There's no sin greater or smaller. All sin is sin with God, and we have been forgiven much. So we have to extend that same forgiveness on to other people. We have been forgiven much.
So we forgive
much.
Come on. So this morning and this Monday morning, we're going to show the love. We're going to spread some love. You're going to work, spread some love. Love the unlovable. Love the one that despitefully used you falsely. That person needs some love. Show some people some love at your workplace this morning. Show your family some love. Because this is the day the Lord has made. You got to rejoice. Come on. Somebody need to rejoice today. And declare over your life, this day is going to be very, very productive. I have the great one in me. The great one lives inside of me and moving me towards greatness.
Yes.
Oh.
Remember, Make Your Day Count this holiday season. We're asking that you sow a seed toward the airtime of this program. With every financial contribution, you'll receive a Make Life Work t-shirt. You could contact us at ctciconnect@gmail.com for instructions. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
There is a Lord whose glory we proclaim.